Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, January 4th, 2025, 2025 Christmas special.
Okay. Part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. In Christ's name we pray this. Amen. We are studying the four characteristics of the celebrityship of the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ. The first characteristic, wonder counselor, miracle counselor. And the second characteristic, mighty, omnipotent God. And we have been right in the middle of that. We haven't finished the second characteristic, mighty, omnipotent God. We noted that the part of the celebrityship of the Messiah is that he is the greatest soldier of all time. And we saw that in Psalm 24, 8 through 10. The Lord Jesus Christ holds the record for killing the enemy in battle, 185,000, Isaiah 37, 36. But he will break that record when he returns at the second advent, Revelation 14, 14 to 20, and Revelation 19, 11 to 21. Now, you have that in 7 points. Now, point eight. In Psalm 24, verse 10, the King of Glory, the Messiah, has a title. It is Jehovah Tsevaoth, which literally means the Lord of the armies. Oftentimes you'll see it translated Lord Almighty, but it literally means the Lord of the armies. The Lord Jesus Christ is the Lord of the armies. So point nine, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is the Lord of the armies. The mighty, omnipotent God. So the second characteristic of the celebrityship of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is that he is the mighty, omnipotent God. He is mighty in battle. He is the Lord of the armies. Now that brings us to the third characteristic of the celebrityship of the Lord Jesus Christ. And every one of these are just so powerful, so magnificent, yet I would dare say most Christians miss. They're covering it up here, very shallow, and not seeing what a fantastic principle we have here. But you got to study and get down deep, and it helps if you can study from the original languages. Now that brings us to the third characteristic, the eternal Father. The third characteristic of the celebrityship of Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah, there are two concepts. One, the eternal life of the miracle Messiah. And two, the miracle Messiah as a father of grace and compassion. So the miracle Messiah in this eternal Father characteristic, two concepts, the eternal life of the miracle Messiah and the miracle Messiah as a Father of grace and compassion. The phrase everlasting, well, you might have everlasting Father in the Hebrew, is Avi Av. That's Aleph, A, B, long I, and then Ayin, A, D, Avi, Av. That word that you might have in your translation, everlasting, is the noun Av. And Av means continual existence or perpetuity. Perpetuity or continual existence. Av puts the spotlight on the eternal life of Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah. So, one, Jesus Christ is the eternal God. He is eternal life. Jesus Christ is the eternal God. He is eternal life. There never has been a time when Jesus Christ did not exist, and there will never be a time in the future when he will not exist. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who eternally exists and who existed in eternity past and who is to come, the Almighty, the Greek word is Pantokrator, all-powerful one. So I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who eternally exists and who existed in eternity past, who is to come, the Almighty, the All-Powerful One. Point two, Jesus Christ has no beginning and no ending. Jesus Christ has no beginning and no ending. Three, he is absolute existence. He is the self-existing one. He is the great I am. The great I am. Turn over to Exodus 3. Exodus chapter 3. Exodus 3, verse 14. Now, this is Moses, and he saw something that he'd never seen before, a burning bush that didn't burn. And if that would get your attention. And here's this bush, it's burning, but it's not burning up. It's the Lord Jesus Christ in theophany, the Lord Jesus Christ in theophany speaking to Moses. And God, this is the Lord Jesus Christ, said to Moses, I am who I am. Now that's a translation. It says, I am the eternally existing one. That's what I am who I am. I am the eternally existing one. And this is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am the eternally existing one has sent me to you. So he is the I am, the great I am, the eternally self-existing one. Point three. Jesus Christ is the true God, the living God, the eternal King. The true God, the living God, the eternal King. Turn over to Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah 10. Jeremiah 10, verse 10. Jeremiah 10, 10. But the Lord, that's the Tetragrammaton, Jehovah, Jesus Christ, but the Lord is the true God. He is the living God. He is the eternal King. And when he is angry, the earth trembles, and the nations cannot endure his wrath. All judgment has been given to the Son. But the Lord is the true God. He's the living God. He's the eternal King. Four. Jesus Christ does not possess life. He is life. He is the living and true God. Jesus Christ does not possess life. He is life. He is the living and true God. Five. The eternal life of God is given as a gift to anyone, any place, anywhere who simply believes in Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah, the only Savior. The eternal life of God is given as a gift to anyone, any place, anywhere who simply believes in Jesus Christ, the miracle Messiah, the only Savior. And many passages that we have seen from this local church again and again and again. John chapter 3. John chapter 3. Verse 16, for God loved the world so much that he gave his uniquely born Son, that whoever believes in him, Jesus Christ, shall never perish, but have eternal life. And then verse 36, whoever believes in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. But whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. And John 6, verse 40. Jesus Christ is holding Bible class here. Verse 40, for my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. And then over in 1 John, we finished with our study in 1 John, 2 John. We're still in 3 John, not quite finished with that. 1 John 5, 1 John 5, verse 11, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. Point six. But the one who rejects the Son, the unbeliever, does not have the eternal life of God. The one who rejects the Son, the unbeliever, does not have the eternal life of God. And that's John 3:36. Seven. So the third characteristic of the celebrityship of Christ, that He is the eternal Father, puts the spotlight, first of all, on the eternal life of Christ. The third characteristic of the celebrityship of Christ, that He is the eternal Father, puts the spotlight, first of all, on the eternal life of Christ. Turn over to Psalm 90. Psalm 90. Psalm 90. Psalm 90, verse 2. Before the mountains were born, or before you brought forth the earth and the world. Now, who is that? Who is the creator of the universe? Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. So this is focusing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting, eternity past, to everlasting, eternity future, you are God. Psalm 90, verse 2. And then turn over to Psalm 102. Psalm 102. Psalm 102, starting at verse 25. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth. Again, the creator of the universe is Jesus Christ. Not the Father, not the Holy Spirit, but Jesus Christ. In the beginning you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing, you will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. Never end. Psalm 102, 25 to 27. So the third characteristic of the celebrityship of Christ, that He is the eternal Father, puts the spotlight, first of all, on the eternal life of Christ. Psalm 90, verse 2, Psalm 102, 25 to 27. Point 8. The eternal Christ is the creator of the universe. The eternal Christ is the creator of the universe. Turn to the Gospel of John, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. John 1, verse 1. In the beginning, and this is in the beginning, which was not a beginning, was, and was is the to be verb, ami, E-I-M-I. It's the verb to be, ami, in the imperfect tense. Very important. Imperfect tense. Ami in the imperfect tense. That is, in the beginning, which was not a beginning, was the eternally existing Word. The Logos. Jesus Christ is the living Logos. In the beginning, which was not a beginning, was the eternally existing Ami in the imperfect tense, Word. And the Word, the Logos, again, was, is Ami in the imperfect tense. And the Logos, the Word, was eternally existing, pros, plus the accusative of theos, face to face with God, God the Father. And the Word, the Logos, Jesus Christ, was, ami in the imperfect tense, was the eternally existing God. You see, just knowing ami in the imperfect tense. Verse 2, he was in the beginning and was ami plus the imperfect tense. He was the eternally existing God. In the beginning, face to face with God. And verse 3, and all things, everything came into being, created through Him, Jesus Christ, the Word. And apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being, the Creator of the universe. So the eternal Christ is the Creator of the universe. John 1:1-3. The Lord Jesus Christ is not subject to time. He is the one who invented time. He created time. Jesus Christ is the Creator. He created time. Christ invented time for us, for man's convenience. You see, He invented it for me, at Pastor Olson, and there's a clock back there so that I can look and see when I should stop. But sometimes I just ignore it. And I'll teach as long as I want to teach. Well, I see the big hand is on Mickey's nose. So Christ invented time for man's convenience, for man to orient to life in the simplest possible way. Even though time and space are invisible, they are objects of Christ's creation. Only the Creator, the Lord Jesus Christ, could create something that is invisible and yet real, such as time and space. So, point 9, in His eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ transcends all creation, including time and space. In His eternal life, the Lord Jesus Christ transcends all creation, including time and space. Now, that's just the first concept of being the eternal Father. And this is fantastic. But now, in this third characteristic of the celebrityship of the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, we not only have the eternity of the Lord Jesus Christ emphasized, but we also have the spotlight on the miracle Messiah as the Father of grace and compassion. The spotlight is on the miracle Messiah as the Father of grace and compassion. Now, I told you at the beginning of class today, there's a lot of people that are puzzled with this title, Eternal Father. Because the Messiah, the eternal Son of God, is not God the Father. And we understand the doctrine of the Trinity, the Godhead. There are three parts: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Three members of the Godhead. So how can the Son be the Father? Good question. Thank you for asking that. The Father is the noun of. Aleph, A, B, of. And when of is used of man, it refers to the human father of a child. However, when of is used of God, it has a very special meaning and emphasis. So, one, in relationship to God, Av puts the spotlight on the grace and compassion of God. And here, on the grace and compassion of the miracle Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. It puts the spotlight on the grace and compassion of the miracle Messiah. So, two, in relationship to the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, it emphasizes His grace orientation, His grace policy, His grace function, and His compassion as our Savior. In relationship to the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, it puts the spotlight on His grace policy, grace orientation, grace function, and compassion of our Savior. Three, and I'm going to stop after point four because this is so important. I absolutely love this. And I hope you will understand this characteristic, the eternal Father, and how magnificent and wonderful and great that is. First of all, point three, as the Father has compassion on His children, so the miracle Messiah has compassion on those who fear Him. As the Father has compassion on His children, so the miracle Messiah has compassion on those who fear Him. Turn over to Psalm 103. Psalm 103. And you always want to remember this when you study the characteristic of the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, as the eternal Father. Verse 13, Psalm 103, verse 13. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord, Jesus Christ, has compassion on those who fear Him. Just as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord, the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, the eternal Father, has compassion on those who fear Him. And to illustrate that again, point four, and this will, we'll end with this morning, point four, as a shepherd graciously provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep, so also the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep with grace and compassion. As a shepherd graciously provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep, so also the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep with grace and compassion. And turn over to one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 23. And Rich Blair will be presenting Psalm 23 at Las Ventanas Senior Living Center. I think he might have one more class of the 2015 Christmas special, but then Psalm 23, and this is perfect illustration of Jesus Christ as the eternal Father. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you, the shepherd, the eternal Father, you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Overflows with greater grace blessings in time. Surely goodness and grace will pursue me. Grace from the shepherd. Pursue me all the days of my life. That's greater grace blessings for time. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Greater grace blessing for all eternity. Yes, he is our eternal Father. And the spotlight is placed on Jesus Christ as our shepherd, as our Father of grace and compassion. In Psalm 103, verse 13, as a father is gracious and compassionate toward his children, so our miracle Messiah is to us. And as a shepherd graciously provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep, so also the miracle Messiah, Jesus Christ, provides for, protects, and cares for his sheep with grace and compassion. Yes, he is the eternal Father. And this ought to just be numero uno in your heart and in your soul. The eternal Father of grace and compassion who shepherds us, his sheep. Father, we thank you for the privilege of fellowshipping with you through the study of your word. May God the Holy Spirit challenge us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.